This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. The Union Cabinet has approved a new credit guarantee scheme for exporters offering 100% credit guarantee to exporters, including MSMEs. The scheme will provide up to 20,000 crore rupees in additional credit, strengthening liquidity and enhancing India's global competitiveness. Briefing media about Cabinet's decisions in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the scheme aims to support India's $1 trillion export target and promote the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. In another decision, the Cabinet has revised royalty rates for key minerals like cesium, graphite, rubidium and zirconium. The Union Cabinet also approved a flagship initiative, the Export Promotion Mission, with an outlay of over 25,000 crore rupees to strengthen India's export competitiveness, particularly for MSMEs, first-time exporters and labor-intensive sectors. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, yesterday participated in the Bharat Parv 2025, a part of the 150th birth anniversary commemoration of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at the iconic Statue of Unity, Ekta Nagar, Gujarat. The Governor said that Gujarat, the land of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, holds a special place in Arunachal Pradesh's civic and youth initiatives. His foresight and the decisive steps taken by Major Bob Cutting ensured that Tawang remains an integral part of India, a legacy that continues to guide Arunachal Pradesh's sense of belonging and national pride. The Governor also highlighted Arunachal's progress. He called for a joint partnership of the states of Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat for mutual benefits and common commitment to nation building. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister John Amin today attended the first ever annual review meeting of the Hydropower Development Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, at the Golden Jubilee Banquet Hall, Itanagar. During the occasion, the new logo of the Department of Hydropower Development, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, was also unveiled with the tagline "Powering Progress Naturally." In a social media post, Mr. Meen shared the new logo is inspired by the rising sun, flowing rivers, strong dams and connecting power lines. It reflects the belief that true progress must flow in harmony with nature. Together, these elements symbolize the strength of Arunachal Pradesh as a land where nature and progress coexist in perfect balance. The meeting brings together key officials and stakeholders to assess ongoing projects, streamline coordination and chart the roadmap for harnessing Arunachal Pradesh's vast hydropower potential. Home Minister Mama Natung yesterday inaugurated the second edition of the district-level Late Takodabu Memorial Football Tournament 2025 at the Dying Erring Memorial Football Stadium, Nari, Lower Seng District. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Natung, emphasizing on the importance of sports and youth empowerment, urged the younger generations to utilize the various government initiatives for sportspersons, inspiring them with the slogan, Drag Choriye, Khel Se Joriye. He highlighted Arunachal Pradesh's growing prominence in sports, calling it a sporting powerhouse of the country. A total of 13 teams are competing in the tournament and it will conclude on 18th November. During his visit, Home Minister Natung also inaugurated the newly constructed police station building at Nari. As part of the ongoing celebration of Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh, plantation drive was organized in Arunachal Pradesh under the initiative of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India, in collaboration with the Tribal Research Institute today. The event was graced by Kento Jini, Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment and Tribal Affairs, along with the Yumlam Kaha, Director of SJETA. The minister also visited and inspected the ongoing construction of the Tribal Research Institute office at Senki View, Itanagar, and informed that the new TRI office is expected to be inaugurated within the next 3 months. The minister urged the contingency staff to work with dedication. East Siang Police has launched Project Muskan, a dedicated child safety initiative aimed at empowering children with knowledge, building trust between police and students, and ensuring effective mechanisms for prevention, reporting, and response to any form of abuse or exploitation. Under this initiative, interactive school sessions will be conducted to sensitize students on various topics associated with their safety, awareness on POCSO Act and child rights, online cyber safety, bullying prevention and peer respect, set up a child-friendly communication line for reporting concerns, and to equip police personnel with skills for child-friendly communication and effective outreach, and many others. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.